If you feel like your investments might have been mishandled, you might want to seek help from a lawyer. The Investor Protection Clinic provides free legal advice for those who believe that their investments were managed poorly and they can't necessarily afford the big dollar ring of going with a traditional firm. Poonam Puri is here to talk about the clinic's annual report. We've had them on the show before. She is an Osgoode Hall Law School professor and the academic director of the clinic. Also joining us is a student caseworker, Adam Vorborg, who's in second year at law school. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Poonam, I want to start with you. We talked about the Investor Protection Clinic on the show before, but for a refresher, what do you do? What are you focused on?
So we provide free legal advice to individuals who believe that their investments have been mishandled. They have nowhere to turn because they cannot afford the high cost of a lawyer.
Adam, why was it appealing to you to participate in this program?
It was really appealing for me because this type of clinic provides a complement to typical case studies. It really helps the work jump off the pages and really see the human side of law.
Poonam, there are a bunch of examples in your report. You've got some clinic files and some examples of cases where things have unfolded that were unfortunate. Tell us about one of those cases, just so we have an example of the kinds of things that you're receiving.
Absolutely. So we have one file currently where the individual is in her mid-60s. She invested about $60,000 in what she thought was a private company in Ontario. The individual appears to have absconded with the funds. We have filed a civil action in the Ontario courts and are making our way through the court system to try and assist her in recovering her funds.
My blood just went cold. I can't even imagine. Adam, how does the process work for you? So this person calls the clinic or comes in to see you. Give us a sense for how that process unfolds.
Absolutely. So we perform an initial intake, and over the past year, we've performed over 40 different intakes with a variety of different clients. From there, we determine if the file is right for the clinic. And if we determine that it is, we partner up with one of the leading law firms downtown, and they help us take the claim really from start all the way to resolution.
How do you determine if they're right? What are the criteria that you consider?
Definitely. So there's some criteria that we always look for. We're a pro bono clinic, so we're looking for people who truly need a lawyer and can't afford a lawyer and to pay for legal services. But there are also other factors. Is this something that the clinic can actually help with within the field of law? Is it something that fits the overall mandate of the clinic? And is this something that we can be successful with?
What are some other things that you outlined in the report, Poonam?
So we have a couple of recommendations and lessons learned, which I think are important to share. Based on the 40 intakes we did, the 14 active files that we have, we were very clear in our kind of appreciation that there are a lot of individuals who are investing without conducting any sort of diligence on the person that they're giving their money to. Mm-hmm. They're not taking a look online to see if the person is a registered advisor. They're not going beyond the trust issue. Someone is making a recommendation that this is a good person and they're passing their check or cash over without too much else.
So they're not doing the due diligence that you would expect for someone investing $60,000.
Absolutely. And then partly we're ending up in situations like this where the individual has run away with the money and we have trouble tracking them down. So at one level, we can certainly assist by starting a court proceeding, but then ultimately, even after we get a judgment, can they actually recover the funds? So that's a whole other issue.
What is the link to some sort of criminal action against the person who took that money? Do you work in concert with the authorities?
So we have one file right now where we've indicated to the individuals who approached us that it would be really difficult to pursue a civil action because of the difficulty in actually getting a judgment enforced. But we are assisting this group with filing a complaint to the OPP.
Adam, what has been the easiest part and what has been the hardest part about your engagement in this kind of work? It must make all that theoretical textbook stuff very, very real.
For sure. I think the easiest part has been working with the wonderful people in the clinic and really getting to learn and to see how this works in real life. But similarly, that's also been the hardest part, working with clients and seeing their investments impacted and the retirement savings impacted in ways that they didn't expect. It really teaches you a lot about practicing law.
Poonam, you talked about due diligence as one recommendation. What else should people think about? What checks should they do in their mind before they cut a check to someone?
Another key question to ask before investing is, does it look too good to be true? So a number of individuals who've come to us were promised really high returns and very low risk. And if that seems unlikely in your gut, then it's probably not something that you should, you know, pass your money over lightly.
Is there anything in the law that would prevent someone from promising returns? Because we know in very traditional financial services, there was always a disclaimer that says past returns are not indicative of future returns. And that seems to be like a boilerplate disclaimer. Is that required, or is that them just CYAing themselves, cover your behind, to ensure that they aren't exposed?
So if the individual is registered, then I think the issue becomes suitability. How high a risk is the investment, and is it appropriate for the age and stage of the person? If the individual that the investor is dealing with is unregistered and a fraudster, then it doesn't really matter what claims they're making.
But should I be extra suspicious if I see a percentage return claim on there? Because outside of a fixed income product, I can't imagine how any other investment could guarantee a particular return.
Yeah, I think when someone is guaranteeing you a particular return and a particularly high return, you have that's a red flag that needs to be addressed. But certainly I agree with you that individuals and organizations are, you know, able to make claims about, you know, what their expected return is. I think that requires some diligence on the part of the person making the investment as well.
How do they reach you? How do potential clients reach you?
So potential clients can reach out to us either by Googling the Investor Protection Clinic or by calling our toll-free line, 416-736-5538.
Excellent. Well, thank you for telling us about what you found in your report and for the work that you do. It's really of good service. Poonam Puri is a Osgoode Hall law professor. Adam Verberg is one of the folks working on the cases that come before them.